Several Democratic representatives hold office hours outside to meet with their constituents. After being outside for just an hour, Assembly Chief Clerk Patrick Fuller tries to round up the handful of lawmakers to return the state-owned office furniture to its rightful place inside. Representative Peter Barca is not happy about that.
I think it is patently absurd that we have a governor that is defying a court order to open this building so our members cannot meet with their citizens, and apparently we're worried about the furniture being scratched. And I'm just saying, you know, we're responsible for our own furniture. Here's my credit card. If you see any damage, I will proudly pay that bill.
All right, sir.
Despite a court order to open the Capitol building to the public, strict security makes entry very difficult, if not impossible, for citizens, lawmakers, and everyone else. Barca explains how 40-year veteran Congressman Dave Obie had to be turned away after unsuccessfully trying for 30 minutes to get inside. The assembly Dems go to and fro by crawling through their windows. Representative Fred Clark is one of the lawmakers holding meetings in the frigid outdoors.
For me to step out the window and talk to people who have driven 100 miles or more to be here, that's really a very simple thing that we
can
do.
Is that what you did? You came out the window?
Sure.
Clark says they'll remain at their new accommodations as long as people want to talk to them, taking it one day at a time. Barca says they first thought about getting a hotel room before coming up with the outdoor office idea. He says no doubt it's cold out there, but if the public can take it, it's the least he can do. Despite the near conflict, lawmakers were allowed to remain outside.
I'll let you know if you're
I appreciate
damage,
it.
Sir.
Thank you. Right. I'll gladly pay it.
All right, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
You have a good day, sir.
You too.
In addition to Clark and Barca, Nick Milroy and Corey Mason did business on the cold tundra. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.